So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Boyd Toner. He's from The Stumble. He's been on the show before. And they are playing once again down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 16th of March. Hiya, Boyd. Great to have you back on the show.
Oh, hiya, Ruth. Glad to be back.
So on your website, it says The Stumble are quite simply one of the best live bands I've ever seen, period. What a great review. Tell us about yourselves. Who's in the band and what's your story?
Well, I didn't write that, by the way. Just
no, it was a review from Alan Bates, I think it was.
I know. We've got a couple of really good reviews on our website. We're really grateful for that, for the people who come and check us out, you know, live.
It's brilliant.
We've been going for 26 years.
Oh, wow.
We formed in 98.
Yeah.
When we started out, we did a load of blues cover versions, you know, B.B. King, Fleetwood Mac, that sort of thing. So we've always been, the guys in the band have always been attracted to that kind of music, you know, like coming from Stax Records, Chess Records, classics, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, and we go back further than that. There was a really great music scene in Glasgow back in the day when myself and Colin Black started forming this band, The Stumble.
Yes.
We used to play in other bands that would be well known back then at the time, like Blackwater Blues Band and Colin was in the Hideaway Blues Band. So it's strange how we both ended up meeting our future partners in Preston and both living in Preston.
It was meant to be.
So we were into the blues music scene in Glasgow at the time. I'm from Kilmarnock, and so we both moved to Preston and thought, hey, we've got to get a band together. So that's how it started off.
And the rest is history. And you've got a bit of a twang of Scottish and also Burnley.
I know what I meant. I wonder anyone can figure out what I'm saying.
I love it. Well, the review goes on to say, I'd seen them before at festivals and expected they were exceptional, but yesterday, close up and personal, they confirmed it. If you've not seen The Stumble, your musical table is missing one hell of a main course. And as I said, that's from Alan Bates. So how did your last gig at Alexander's Live go, and are you looking forward to returning next Saturday on the 16th of March?
Absolutely, yeah. It was back in November last year we last played Alexander's. I love the venue. It's always really atmospheric. I remember when it first opened, it was like lived up to its jazz theatre kind of identity it had at the time. So, you know, the crowd are always really responsive. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll have been to that venue numerous times, won't you? The staff are amazing.
They are.
The sound's always spot on.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Just in a great location as well.
I know. It's beautiful.
Looking forward to playing it again. You know, it's like one of those grassroots venues you do not want to die out, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. I also love this quote about you guys. A blistering mix of blues, soul and old school R&B, like you said. The Stumble have been wowing audiences with the energy of virtuosity of their live performances for the past 20 years. What's the ultimate dream for you guys? Is it to keep on going for another 20, do you reckon? Maybe.
Oh God! Do you think?
We
I suppose we're really lucky. A lot of bands split up for obvious reasons. Bands. So we're all like-minded in that respect.
Yes, love it.
We don't play all the time with big tours and all that, so nothing to get at each other's throats about or anything like that. just to keep the music going, because we do our own thing. It's usually all original material that we do now.
Love that.
We got right into to writing and composing our own tracks.
Brilliant.
So we've got our own kind of stamp. You know.
Tell us about the song Wasted Love that I'm about to play.
Ah, right, okay. So that's off our new album that just came out very recently.
Yes.
So we've got 5 studio albums that we've done.
Amazing.
Thus far.
Wow.
And that one is from the most recent one called The Deal.
Yes.
And this particular track is the influence for it is Frankie Miller. You might hear the influence straight away with the type of track it is.
Yes.
We're trying to get that kind of vibe. He's one of our heroes as well.
Yeah.
You know, being from Glasgow as well, so there's a good connection there.
Love that. What would you say to people to entice them to book tickets for your gig next Saturday at Alexander's Live?
I would say get yourself down there. There's still room at the inn.
Amazing.
it's always a great atmosphere. if you want to see a band up close and personal, Alexander's is a great venue to do it.
And a great band that they'll
like
be seeing.
And like I say, yeah, thank you very much. With the sound being so good, that always makes such a difference to the audience, you know.
Yeah, and lastly, so, Boyd, where can people look you up online to hear you, see your bids and follow your movements ahead of your gig?
Oh, website, and it's dead easy to find because it's just www.thestumble.com. So check out all our reviews, check out all our forthcoming gigs. We've got quite a few festivals booked over the summer.
Amazing.
We'd love to see people there.
Amazing. Well, it's been lovely catching up, Boyd. Enjoy Alexander's live once again next Saturday, and all the very best for the rest of 2024, and send my love to the rest of the band as well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
yeah, all
Boyd.
The best for the show. Thank you.
Thanks, Boyd. That was Boyd Toner there from The Stumble, and here's a little teaser for you as to what you can expect on Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 16th of March. They penned it themselves, it's on their album, it's called Wasted Love. Enjoy.
So many times I've been broken down, so many times I've been left to drown, so many words never spoken, wasted love.
Raw and authentic music. That was Wasted Love by The Stumble, and if you want to hear more from them, see them in the flesh, then make sure you book your tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 16th of March, by heading over to alexanderslive.com. You are in for a treat.
Coming.